The Last Chance Library by Freya Sampson is a wonderful debut novel. This is the ideal book for book lovers. In case you like libraries and books about libraries, books with book clubs, and characters who are quirky with big hearts, then this will be an ideal book for you. The Last Chance Library is loaded up with library love, literary references, and romantic touch. I was eager to read this one, since it seemed like a charming, simple to read, feel-good celebration of books. The story revolves around 30-year-old June Jones. She gave up her dreams of college, new friends, and a career of becoming an author, years ago, when her mom was battling cancer, a fight her mom lost. While her librarian mom was still alive, June turned into a library assistant, the same occupation she holds today. Shy and lonely June spends most of her days at work and her nights and weekends eating all alone and reading books. Then came an old schoolmate, Alex Chen. And June feels the need to hide her loneliness, geekiness and all-round disappointment from Alex. She didn't understand that Alex appreciates all that makes June the individual she is today. If only June would allow Alex an opportunity to reveal to her how he feels. However, June is excessively busy running from people and anything resembling a close relationship. It's the point at which the Chalcott Library is threatened with closure that June understands that she is going to lose the protected, routine life that she has sunk into so easily. Thinking she is without true friends, it's the battle to save the library that is going to wake up June to all that she's had in life and all that she is truly on the cusp of losing. However, more critically, June wakes up to how the library has affected the individuals who need it far beyond she does. The Last Chance Library by Freya Sampson is a delicate story with quirky characters. They all have fascinating origin stories, and it was fun watching them banding together to save the library and afterward finding new companionships also. June was a difficult person to like in the first place, and she was never one of my top choices. However, the others compensated for that. Despite the fact that it's to some degree predictable, there are still some startling events, and I was delighted in how everything advanced and unfurled. I recommend The Last Chance Library to any individual who loves books and their neighborhood library.
Thanks for listening this book review podcast. If you like this review, don't forget to follow, so that you do not miss any of our future podcast. Also show us your love by sharing it with your friends and family.